I definitely still got remnants of a city mind. I still judge the days by how sunny they are. And I've just come out for a walk with Pops. It's about 4:30. And it's not sunny at all. It's a really cloudy sky. But it's really still. It's really warm. And everywhere looks so green. And there's... you know, the corn seems to be getting a little bit higher, and there's beautiful wild flowers everywhere. In fact, I just walked past a load of wild rhododendrons, which is just amazing, in the wood. I'll post a picture with this boo. I'm just kind of doing a diary boo, really, self-therapy boo, call it what you like. I've been struggling for the past 6 to 8 weeks, I suppose, since I realised that I shouldn't have come off my medication so abruptly. Since I took medical advice and found out that the dose of duloxetine that I was on, 180 milligrams a day, was 60 milligrams more than the maximum dose recommended in any of the medical books. So a big thing to jump off of. He's put me back on a 60 milligram dose, which is much lower, the third of what I was on. But it's a trial anyway for now. I've been on it for about 10 days. I'm noticing that, I mean, it takes a couple of weeks really, I think, to really get going or really start to sort of have an effect. But I've noticed I'm not sinking as low in my cycles. I'm equally... not raising as high, but on the other hand, a lot of anxiety seems to have gone. A lot of, you know, the intense anxiety I was feeling, all of which is probably normal anxiety based upon launching a startup, but probably stupid of me to combine that with withdrawing from a really strong medication. So I guess this is the boo I don't want to do for the Benahoa. I don't want anyone who has a professional interest in Love Fresh listen to. This is the shaky mental health boo. But sod it, you know, as I say, I've always used audio boo for this. It's the only reason I have for audio boo for myself personally. These days. And I'd miss it. Oh, dog and farmer alert. Just gotta get Poppy back. Come on. Hard to explain the feelings, really. I'm sort of... basically... We have no money. Well, I have no money to fund further Love Fresh, and that's brought about upsets and stresses. Jeff's had to take a short-term contract to pay his mortgage. Matt, likewise, means we are moving slowly. It's inevitable that it would happen this way if we didn't get any funding. I feel like that's a short failing on my part. I'm just not mentally able to go and stand up and give presentations to conferences, to enter pitch competitions, having had my nervous breakdowns after 15 years of a career of negotiating in the city, you can imagine how much I relish the prospect of going back to the city, you know. It's scary stuff, really. But we have other good things happening. There's a really exciting partnership about to happen, which I have got to make a meeting for, but which isn't in the city, which I'm really excited about. And we had a good review on the BBC Click. And we've been developing hard. I mean, we might not be fully... everyone might not have the ability to be full-time, but Jamesy has been making really good progress, as has Jeff on some iPhone app things. And the website basically has a load of new features which we need to document really, for people on the blog. But we've made loads of progress there and done the back-end engine for, you know, rolling out our producer profiles, location profiles. So yeah, that's good. But it's just very slow going and I've got to raise some funding. Yeah. And that combined with coming off these pills and, you know, a feeling of helplessness, really. A lot of depression. And then my chicken's getting stolen. And it's been a bit of a challenge, I've found. So I'm glad I've got a doctor again. I'm glad I've got a doctor I reckon I can trust and that he seems like a nice guy. He's making sensible decisions with us at the moment, so... I'm glad he hasn't put me straight back on a big dose of that drug. I'm glad I'm on this lower dose, and I think that that's probably all I'll need, given it once it's settled in. But apart from the worry of how to pay staff and that kind of thing, how to build code, I am certainly so much better off for being here in the countryside of planting the vegetable gardens and that kind of thing, and although I'm fighting with my backyard chickens at the minute, there's some free ranges in the back garden and they're destructive little beasts, so I've got all sorts of netting up and stuff to stop them getting on my onion beds, and it's still so curious, these cream leg bars they are. They fly, they could do with having their wings clipped really. They're flying over the wall between the house and the back garden, which is a 5 foot tall. They won't fly over a piece of netting, for example, because there's nowhere at the top for them to rest. They really make a leap to the top and then they leap to the bottom, so it's not really a true fly over the top. But yeah. Minor detail, because they're still trashing things. They managed to jump over the wall today and land in my seed bed of tomato seedlings, knocking them flying and throwing them all over the floor, basically, just as they're coming up. But, I mean, they were too slow coming up anyway. I'm going to have to buy some plants for the greenhouse. Anyway, just gibbering, really. Just trying to sort of chill myself out a bit. Yeah. Yeah, challenging times, but I'm going to a conference or a get-together in Nottingham on Saturday, which Phil Campbell and PCM Creative are doing at Fibercamp. So I think at the lace market in Nottingham. I'm obviously really nervous about it, but I know that I've got to start getting out, and it seems like a good little practice run to, you know, it's not far from here and stuff, so I'm going to stop this boo because I can hear a tractor and poppies on the loose, but yeah, if I can do that, that'll be a good thing.